course, straight to the papers with Dipti. She's starting, of course, with a lot of attention on the conflict between Israel and Iran. Dipti.
Yeah, that's right. So the conflict between Israel and Iran continues to preoccupy most of the world papers today. You see here on the front page of Le Monde, which wonders about the specter looming of an American, of a U.S. intervention in Iran. It does note, though, that such an intervention is also creating huge divides within Donald Trump's administration. The French paper also saying that only the U.S. possesses large enough bombs that could destroy Iran's underground nuclear facilities. The big question, though, is whether the U.S. will get involved, whether they will get militarily involved. For the moment, this seems to be the answer from Donald Trump. I may do it, I may not. For the British Daily, The Independent, they see Donald Trump as really taunting Iran over those airstrikes. While the British Daily, another British Daily, Metro, just going with this very clever play on words here to describe this situation, an Armageddon, it says. Rather clever headline there.
Nice pun, nice pun. Conflict, of course, has far-reaching consequences. We can attest to that from the Chinese press today. You've been looking at.
Well, that's right. So the Chinese press have never been shy in their criticism of the U.S., and it's no different today. This is from the Global Times, one of the Communist paper's official newspapers, and this is the editorial here, where you see there the editor's warning that the U.S. should immediately stop fueling the war machine in the Middle East. And in its editorial, it goes on to say that the U.S. is responsible because it unilaterally withdrew from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action agreement signed several years ago, in which Iran agreed to limit its nuclear program in exchange for sanctions, the lifting of sanctions and aid. The Times also warns that Iran's national sovereignty, security and territorial integrity must be respected. And it says, history has shown that from Afghanistan to Iraq, U.S. military interventions never bring about peace. Rather, they simply fuel anti-American hatred. And on that note, the Daily Telegraph today also says that a day after Israel attacked Iran on Friday, a cargo plane left China. Its destination was meant to be Luxembourg, but radar shows that it actually never flew above European skies. Rather, it sort of disappeared from the radar over Iranian skies, raising concerns about what China might be doing, when, particularly because it was a Boeing 747 freighter, which are typically used, Stuart, for transporting military equipment and weapons.
Mystery there. Moving on to something different. A new study, it sounds the alarm about the environment, notably our attempts to limit global average surface warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius.
You can read about it in this science website, phys.org, which says that global carbon emissions are on track to exhaust the 1.5 degrees Celsius budget within 3 years. So basically, this new study from Earth Science System Science Data warns that the estimate of the remaining carbon budget to keep temperatures from rising at 1.5 degrees or less is 130 million tons of carbon dioxide. And concretely, it means that the world, the way we're going right now, will exhaust that budget within the next 3 years, and after which point, global warming will be irreversible. It's a very stark warning from the study that also reiterates that a majority of global warming over the past decade is due to human activity, including burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, and international aviation, which has now reached pre-pandemic levels.
Good news time on France 24. We need a bit of it, don't we? This time it's for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you saw the documentary on Netflix,
no.
Stuart. It's a very fun watch. Uh-huh. So Netflix did a documentary series about what it takes to become a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader, and really also put a spotlight on their grueling physical schedules. And many of us assumed that they were really well paid and that they were living a very comfortable life. But that was indeed one of the surprises from the docuseries. The fact that many of these women actually keep their day jobs because they were being paid so little to be a cheerleader. One veteran cheerleader said in the first season she was making about $15 an hour plus €500 for an appearance. That's even less than water boys for the Dallas Cowboys. In any case, ahead of this they've got a new season of the documentary series, and it's out right now, and it's been revealed that their salaries have now gone up about 400%. So some seasoned cheerleaders could be earning about $75 an hour. Considering how much some of the NFL footballers make, it's crazy that they were making so little, Stuart. But hopefully it can also have some ricochet effects on other cheerleaders for the club.
Camber Hope, one advantage of Netflix, at least, anyway.
Exactly.
Finally from Ditsy, a study has revealed just how much UK pet owners spend to celebrate their prize pet's birthday.
And you'll be surprised, Stuart. However much you love your dog, spending £120 on a birthday party is a little ridiculous. That is what The Independent says. It's a recent survey from a card company that found that 83% of Gen Z participants and 79% of millennials say they do celebrate a pet's birthday. That's far higher than the 39% of people over 55 who do this. Now, more than one in two UK pet owners buy a present or a cake. The average amount, as you see there, £120 or 160 euros being spent annually on a pet's birthday. Recent celebrity pets have had special vegan cakes, an ice sculpture, $100 bills being shot from a money gun, and in one case in China, a totally illegal dog-themed light display. Stuart, that's a lot of money, considering...
That's a bit too much.
Well, considering at best from your dog, you might get a tail wag, and if it's for your cat, you'll just get total indifference, so... Right?
Not from our cat. Our cat is very loving. I was lying on the bed yesterday afternoon and came and sat right
next to me. The money gun and the light show?
Maybe not. Maybe not. You could be right. Probably hating it, actually, to be honest. Dipti Laurent there with the papers on France 24.